Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we're on the line with Niagara County Public Health Director Dan Stapleton. And Dan, right before we started this interview, you were telling me that there's been a lot of people getting vaccinated in Niagara County, 730 yesterday. You're expecting the same numbers today and tomorrow. But of course, statewide, you know, we've been hearing the issues about the vaccine's rollout. Could you explain Niagara County's perspective? How easy or difficult has this process been to vaccinate the residents there?
Well, I think the preparation for a point of dispensing or a pod, as we call it, it takes a lot of training, a lot of coordination. You know, we have about 75 to 80 people who are here. That's comprised mostly of staff, but we also have volunteers and many partners that we deal with from Niagara County. So that part is something we do regularly. It's the availability of getting the vaccine that is proving the most difficult throughout all this. You know, process of doing a mass vaccination clinic, it's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts, but the one thing I wish we could count on is the availability of vaccine. I have the ability to do, you know, thousands a week, but I can only do that if I have the vaccine, and that's going to be a big problem next week.
That's a common thread that I've been hearing from many officials such as yourself, is that it's not so much the actual administering of the vaccines that are the problem, it's the supply that you've been receiving. And obviously New York State, they're getting less from the federal government as well. But I'm curious to know, you know, beyond just the supplies, what does New York State need to improve on to help public health officials such as yourself and the residents of Niagara County get the vaccines? What can the state do better?
Well, the coordination, a consistent message is key, so we know which direction to go in. Like I said, this is not something new for public health. We, whether it's the contact tracing or whether it's mass vaccination clinics, that's something that public health has always been experts in, and this is no different. But we need to make sure we can get the supplies we need when we need them. And because it's such a big operation with, you know, I said up to 80 people, we need to be able to count on when we'll have the vaccine, because I can't have all of my staff ready to roll and then have it stop because we just don't have the vaccine we want. So we're coordinated. Our staff and volunteers are all trained. It's getting the vaccine. And that's the only really problem we're having right now. Everything else, when we have the vaccine, we're really unstoppable, but without the vaccine, we come to a complete halt.
You talk about coordination and having a consistent message from the state is key in the vaccination efforts. You know, I've heard state officials compare the process of getting this vaccine out to, and basically their entire response to the pandemic is, we're building the airplane as we're flying it. From a health official standpoint, I mean, that can't be reassuring, can it be?
Well, you know, when in public health, our priorities are constantly changing. That's something we've always been pretty proficient at. If there's an outbreak of a certain type of disease, whatever that disease might be, we respond quickly because we're ready. We're prepared. A preparation has never been stronger at a health department than it is right now. But all the preparation can kind of be halted without the ability to put all of those plans into place. Like I said, we have staff that are well trained. We have medical professionals. We have physicians. We have nurses. We have public health nurses. We have a lot of people, pharmacists here to help us. And a lot of those people that I talk about, they're here. They're volunteering their time. They're taking time out of their practice or their job to be able to do this, and have them working hand in hand with my public health nurses and all of my public health staff, because it takes everyone. It's just frustrating when we know what we can do, and we can, like today, we're showing them what we can do, but to not be able to then do it, it's frustrating. And I'm sure it's equally frustrating for the public. The public wants this vaccine. And I think we're used to being able to, usually convince the public to take certain behaviors seriously. That isn't the situation right now, because people want the vaccine. They know it's what they need to do in order to stop the pandemic, and they're ready to do it. We just need vaccine to do it. And I know it's got to be frustrating for the state, because it definitely is frustrating for us.
Dan, if we can just look into some of the numbers, you had mentioned some of the recent vaccinations done by the county in the recent days. In total, do you know how many vaccines Niagara County has received and administered?
Well, we've done 1,000 the past week, and then this week we'll be doing about 2,200. And next week I have plans to continue to do the mass vaccination clinics in an inside location because of the weather. And I could do probably 2,000 a day. I have 300 doses total for next week.
And that's if you get enough supplies, though, right?
I have 300 doses of vaccine that will be available starting next week. And instead of doing 2,000 a day, I'll be done as soon as I administer the 300.
I know statewide there's about 7 million people who are eligible to get the vaccine. Do you know numbers specific to Niagara County in terms of just populations? Because I know it's essential workers, people who are immunocompromised, 65 and up, and healthcare workers. Do you know how many total people in Niagara County are eligible?
I don't have that number in front of me, because actually, Mike, the people who are eligible is changing sometime on a daily basis and often on a weekly basis. So that number consistently changes. But we do know that we have the 1A and the 1B that we're vaccinating now, and it's hard to predict how long that will take, because it's 100% dependent on how much of the vaccine we can get. So we could be doing this through the year if we don't get the vaccine we need now. If I get the vaccine I need right now, if I could get an unlimited supply, I think we would probably be well on our way to vaccinating, let's say, half of our population by the end of summer, but not the way it's going right now.
Have you guys had to cancel any appointments yet?
Not yet. We will not be scheduling appointments unless we have vaccine available.
Okay, so I'm coming at that with the idea that Erie County said that they're not vaccinating people into the month of February because they want to guarantee the second doses for people. And of course, they're worried about supply as well. So I guess, could you talk about just where you guys are in terms of the scheduling? Because you got to have obviously the doses in order to schedule people. How far ahead are you looking?
I'm not scheduling any farther than next week, because I don't know whether I'll have vaccine next week. Next Tuesday, I'm planning on I'll have approximately 300 doses unless I get an immediate influx. So I'll be able to vaccine partway through Tuesday, and then I'll be done until I can get more vaccine.
So what would you recommend? Obviously, a lot of this information has been changing daily, sometimes even hourly. What do you recommend people do if they're eligible to get a vaccine, but they haven't been able to get one? We're in the news and we follow this stuff on day in, day out basis. And you obviously work right there on the ground. The average person who might not know what's going on, what would you tell them?
I can tell them that that the county health departments are prepared and are ready, have the staff, have the volunteers, have the locations, have everything we need except for the vaccine. And we will be ready as soon as vaccine comes up. We will not be delaying. We will not have to wait a while to plan. We're ready to roll with vaccines as soon as we get them. The difficulty is, you know, these things, these points of defensing, they don't just pop up immediately. They, we have to have a little bit of a notice because we need to be able to schedule people. We don't schedule, like I said before, though, we don't schedule people unless we have vaccine, because I don't want to have to cancel people like some other counties have had to do under no fault of their own. These other local health departments, it's not like they misplanned. They had these things ready to roll, but then the vaccine didn't come in. So it's not on them that they didn't get the vaccine. We just need to get the vaccine. It's not a blame game. It's nothing like that. I know the state is having a difficult time to get it, but we need to get it. And as soon as we get it, we'll be ready to roll immediately.
So in the meantime, should people just keep on going to that Am I Eligible website that New York State is offering to try to schedule appointments and then just hope for the best? Is that the advice you'd give them, just what to do?
Well, I think that they need to do that. If they're eligible, they need to go on that, make sure that they're eligible, then go to the website. But that's for the state-run sites. Hopefully the number of state-run vaccination sites will increase, and we'll get one in Niagara County soon. But until that happens, the older population should make sure they're contacting their pharmacy, getting on a list, a waiting list for that. And also, like I said, we always do a great job with getting information out in multimedia to make sure that people have it through Facebook, through our website, through people like yourselves, and through the local media, to make sure that people know what they need to do and when they need to do it. But I don't want to also set people up unrealistic expectations, because right now I'm not sure when I'll get vaccine again. We got 300 today. I've been getting probably one quarter of what I would like to have, but the past week or two has been even worse in terms of getting vaccinated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.